Hello. Oh, all right. Hi. Cool.
We just tweeted out our trivia question: what's the most expensive spice in the world? And Brandon Ware got it correct first. It is saffron. So if you could tweet us your room number and your preference for a hot dog or hamburger, and someone will deliver it to you. We're gonna tweet out another trivia question in a minute, and we're gonna go off to a quick break.
Stay tuned.
Begging, begging, I'm on my knees. I wanna be needing your love.
nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy shit, no makeup on, that's my sugar.
Get jazzy on. I'm that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti. I got lipstick stamps on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. Uptown, funk you up.
Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't think about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.
This is Christina Moffitt again.
And Khadija Dukali.
We just tweeted out the trivia question, which item is recommended for putting out a grease fire, and Brendan Straub answered it first correctly with baking soda, so a hamburger was delivered to him. We wanted to give a shout out again to Mr. Riley and his foods class for preparing all the food for us, and to Lena's
for supplying the water ice for the water ice challenge. And also, a shout out to everybody who came to support us and came to.
And to Mr. Strauss for making this whole thing possible.
Because he's the best.
That's going to end our 1 o'clock show with foods. Our food section. Thank you for listening. And we're going to end this out with some music. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just wanna make you smile? I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was cool in the wrong time. One of a kind, living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah, so classic. Baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah. Baby, you. Baby, you're so classic. All a dozen roses, anything for you to notice. All the way to serenade you, doing it's not your style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was cool in the wrong time. It's like I rewind, everything is so throwbackish. I kinda like it, I get out of my league. Old school chic, like a movie star from a silver screen. You're one of a kind, living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. So classic. Baby, you're so classic. Baby, you're class and baby, you're sick. I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s and a fold in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s. Hippies, queen of the disco set. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Mary, Mass. Girl, you're timeless. Just so classic.
Heyo. We're here. Third annual SH Festival. And we're just about getting ready to wind things down in 2 o'clock hour here at Fifth Block on a Friday, May 29th. Third annual SH Festival. We're doing it live. Doing it live. And now this is the alumni hour. Brought back some of the Radio 3 Honors alumni, Paul McGrady, Bethany Young, and Chris Tran.
Are we considered alumni if we didn't graduate yet?
Well, you're Radio 3 alumni.
Oh, okay.
Technically, this is like Radio 4 AP, right?
AP,
is that what we called it? What do you guys got on tap?
So today we are planning an apple bobbing contest. So anyone out there who would like to bob some apples for a chance to win a burger, a hot dog, some other great prizes that we have, if you want to raise your hand or you just want to come up here.
Come up during the break.
Yeah.
Because we're going to figure out some rules and some whatnot.
Rules and regulations and apples and whatnot.
We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll do like radio broadcasting team against the common folk.
Yep, whatever you want.
Teacher, maybe we have a teacher division. Teachers against, oh, that'd be great. Teachers against students. We'll figure it out. Marley's is back after his disappointing loss in the lip sync battle. I think it was rigged, but I think they did a phenomenal job. But either way, we're going to go, we'll do this. We'll do a little bit of this. We'll do a little Ed Sheeran. We'll figure out some rules, and we'll come back right here on the third annual SH Festival, right here on Sterling Radio.
Tell me when it kicks in. Kicks in. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind.
Scars upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken hearted. Tell me when it kicks in. And that's so scars upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken hearted.
So Ed Sheeran right here on Sterling High School Radio, and we are live at the third annual SA Festival. We're getting ready to bob for apples, and I think we have our teacher teams. Beth, is that accurate?
Yeah, any teacher that is going to bob for apples, come up to the tent right now. If you get a chance to win a hot dog or a hamburger.
Shul, if there's food involved, Shules is going to do it. Shules, you can win another. That'll be like your fourth hamburger of the day. Actually, we need to talk to Shules for a minute. Shules, get over here. Shules, get over here. We have to talk to you about that burger that you ate at the Phillies game. Tell us a little bit about that burger. My broadcast partner for 9 years. This is adorable.
What? Like nine layers.
Nine layers.
It was as big as it was.
Nine-layer burger from...
I'm not doing it again. If you have a nine-layer burger, somebody else is eating it.
But now you're going to bob for apples, and that's healthy. Are you okay with that?
I was forced into it, so I guess I'm okay with it.
Okay, it's you and Marley's bobbing for apples.
Oh, brother.
Marley's is saying that he didn't agree to that.
Good, we both have something in common, then.
They both have something in common that they have not agreed to this. Marley's is going to do it. And so that's going to happen now. And we're going to bring these guys over. Do we need a third teacher?
I don't even know how you do. I know the basics.
Tyler Blair?
What do I have to reach my head and get as many as possible?
Did a teacher just walk out? Because we need a third teacher.
Yeah, isn't it get as many as possible? Because you two, and they have to get as many as possible, right?
I don't know what the what are the rules. Paul, put on a headset. Put on a headset, Paul.
All right, we'll just do, like, wait, Paul, do you want to do it by minute? Give them a minute and see. We'll
see how many they can get?
Yes. Because I'll keep them in the bag.
Yeah, we're going to run out of apples because nobody's going to want to eat a...
Well, then
you do the first one. All right, so here's what we'll do. The first teacher to get an apple
wins. Are you going to put all their heads in at the same time?
Yes. Which is why this is going to be funny.
Alrighty.
I don't know. Mr. Hoffman just came out. Can we recruit Hoffman?
Hey, Hoffman, you want to bob for apples?
Hoffman, we heard that you're out here to bob for apples. Is that accurate? Feeney.
No.
Feeney would come out and bob for apples, would he not? No, he's not feeling it either.
All right, so I think
should we just skip to the student division?
Yeah, let's go.
Skip to the student division. Okay, you're welcome, Mr. Shules.
Strauss, you.
All right, Tyler Blair said he's in. Christina Moffitt is in.
I need to hear these rules.
Delaney is in. All right, so we got three. How many? This is your contest there, Paul McGrory.
All right, so... Who's bobbing? I know Harold is. Oh, that's a lot of people now. Okay, we're going to do two student groups. We'll do how many? We got 10 apples. Yeah, so we're not going to do a championship or anything. We'll just
okay,
do
how about this?
Regular rounds.
How about this? You guys organize the crew. Right. We'll play some tunes. Mm-hmm. And when we come back from tunes,
right,
instead of us debating for 20 minutes,
mm-hmm,
and nobody wants to hear, they want to hear some music. That's
right.
Why we're here.
All right.
So we'll do that. Right. And then we'll mm-hmm come back, we'll bob for apples.
Yeah. Go with that.
Cool? All right, let's do it.
Yep, let's go.
Baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Hey, baby. Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Called, oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs. Couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my
She was sipping on Southern and singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me wanna roll my sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
Hey, see, we're getting ready to bob for apples, and we've got our teams. Here's how, Paul, explain the rules to everybody.
All right, so we will have two teams of three. They will be bobbing apples as a team. Our first team, which I believe is Harold, Chaz, and I believe Tyler Blair. So that's our first team. Our second team, Delaney, Brandon Smith, and Jared Tabor.
I'm Johnny on the spot with a timer.
Each team will have one round. The team will have five apples in the tub. We will be timing the team as a whole to get all five apples out of the tub. Whichever team completes the task quicker will win burgers and hot dogs and any other thing we can give them as
of right now. The accoutrement, if you will. Beth, let's hear from the contestants. Oh, you probably need a mic on.
Oh, yeah, I should probably have the mic
on.
Yeah,
that's pretty helpful.
Are you guys pumped?
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Yeah. I'm pretty pumped.
Ready to get this done. All right.
All right, we ready?
Yep.
All right, the team. Team number one is ready. On my mark, you guys have to get all five apples out.
Yep.
It does not matter. Here we go. Where is John Nagel? John Nagel is on the camera? Okay. Here we go. 3, 2. You know, wait a minute. I just want to make sure you guys are all set.
Wait, Beth.
No stem biting.
Here we go. Beth. 3, 2, 1, go. All right, here we go. Oh, my God. Tyler Blair is standing on his head. He has just went completely under. No apples have been retrieved.
Oh,
one apple is out.
One apple by
Tyler
Chaz.
Blair has one.
Two apple, a second apple.
Three apples are out. Four apples are out. Harold is struggle city right now. And can't get the last one.
There's
20
one
seconds
apple
in. Tyler
me.
Blair,
go
in. 23.18 seconds.
Tyler ended up with three
and
apples.
And he's shaking off like a dog.
Tyler ended up with three apples.
Okay.
And Chaz ended up with two apples. Harold disappointingly did not get
I like the all-in approach by Tyler Blair.
Yeah, Tyler had an all-in
Tyler dove into the bucket.
And basically got it done for his team. So
all right.
I'm happy.
All right, again,
he did
you guys
work.
Cannot bite
he did
the
work.
Stems.
He did work.
No stem biting.
Okay, so. Let's hear from our team members here. Let's get some interviews.
I don't know these men, but we're going to win this, right? Yeah, we're going to win this. This is a... I'm going to captain this team.
Who are you?
Tabor.
Okay, you're Tabor.
It's Team Tabor.
We know who you are, but the listening audience back in Fifth Block has no clue who you are.
Wait, so guys, Strauss, what is the time to beat here?
The time to beat is 23.18 seconds.
All right. Fellas, are you ready?
All right, we're going.
I'll try to go here.
All right, here we go. 23.18 is the time to beat. Hold on. Take all your phones out. Take all of your electronics that you shouldn't have at school out.
As a reminder, no stem biting.
No stem biting. If we should just throw every single apple in there just to see what happens. All right, here we go. On your marks. Resetting music. There we go. Okay, we can't do this without music. Here we go. On your marks. Get set. How you guys doing today? I'm just checking. Okay, here we go. Ready, set, go. 23.18 seconds. Tabor getting in there. Delaney wearing jeans and a sweatshirt.
Delaney has one.
They have two. There are two out.
Brandon, come out.
There are two out.
One.
They have 13 seconds left to go. Can they do? Oh, my goodness.
Has Jared even put his face in the water
10 seconds. Yet? 10 seconds to go. They are at 17 seconds. Can they get the last one?
Has a chunk out of it.
Is it out? They're out. 22.16.
Oh, what?
Nice.
Did they win? They
did win.
They won by a second.
They won by a second. So let's throw this out there. There are half-eaten apples out there.
All right.
So is there a team that is willing to
try to beat that
and eat some half-eaten apple? Or do we have a teacher division?
Teachers want to eat
Coach McDonald.
Miss Eberly really
Miss Eberly says no.
She's looking at the apples.
Schultz says no. Greener says no. Marley said no. Miss Dobbins.
Is Hoffman in for it?
Hoffman. Marley's is running away. He is. You need one more person.
You got to put the apples back in.
All right, you got to put five apples back in. As long as you guys are okay with apples that other people have eaten and they're on the ground.
Beth, look at the best.
This is not sanitary by any stretch of the imagination.
No, but it's fun. So you gotta think there. Sanitary or fun?
All right, here we go.
All right, now there's five.
There's five.
There are five.
Five nicely eaten apples.
All right, let's see who we have here.
No stem biting.
We have Jen Abbott, Bree Manko, and Brian White.
Okay, here we go. The time to beat is 22.16 seconds.
I'm really excited to see what Brian does here. I feel like Brian could be a real contributor.
No stem biting. No
Brian
stem
is a Radio 2 alum.
He is.
No stem biting.
Radio.
It's Radio 3 alum.
Radio 3 alum, too. All right, here we go. 22.16 seconds. There's strategery. Strategery is happening right now. Shenanigans are about to ensue as we close out the third annual SHS Bowl. Good day, by the way.
That's a beautiful day that we have.
Awesome
today.
Day for this. All right. Cell phones are out. IDs are out. We are bobbing for apples. They are ready to go.
Jen's trying not to get her hair wet. She's tying her hair back.
Jen is tying her hair. Okay, we ready? On your marks. Get set. Go. And they bumped heads. Brian White is going to be drowned here.
Brian got one.
He got one. Oh, my God. This is a disaster.
Two.
Brian White. Don't drown the poor kid. Bree Manko trying to drown Brian White. He's got three. He's got 1 second to get it. He's not going to get the...
Oh.
But now they're just throwing apples out. Jared Tabor is the big winner.
Brian is
Jared
so
Tabor, fun. Delaney
Jen
Clark,
Abbott
and Brandon Smith.
Has one.
There's a plate over there. You can pick
and
choose
they're
it.
Done. 33.28 seconds.
Brian, big contributor
Brian,
to the team with four apples.
Brian, what? This water is officially unsanitary.
All right, let's get a word from our winner.
Let's hear from the winners. Jared Tabor, a radio alum as well. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I still don't know the people on my team, but we fought hard in battle and came out victorious just like I thought we would. I knew we wouldn't lose. But, I mean, we had me on my team. I mean,
you did work.
So they did have a prize, but one of the winners just dropped all three prizes on the floor.
But you know what? They're willing to eat apples out of a dirty water. I think they can eat a hot dog and a hamburger off of it. I would do it. It's like the 30-second rule, right?
Brandon
took the first bite of the hot dog off the ground.
Oh, man.
Brandon has no
he
shame.
He earned his prize. He is going to eat it.
That's well played.
So we ended the 2015 SHS Bowl with apples on the ground, hamburgers on the ground, and a table stained in water ice.
Yeah, that is disgusting. That was awesome. That was good work.
Nice way to end it out.
We still have 15 minutes.
Really?
Really?
We still have some stuff to give away, too. So
let's play a little song.
Let's do that.
Play a little song and we'll come back?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, sounds good.
We'll play some tunes. We'll come right back, right after.
You won, but you also failed to collect your prize.
Let's go. What do you feel like doing, Paul?
Whatever you want.
No, it's up to you, man. Oh, you know what? Let's do this. We'll do this. We did this already. Everybody likes this song.
Because,
you know, we're going to end the SH Festival with the Sterling Radio theme. Please.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right, it's coming up soon. That's how we roll. It's coming up in about 5-10 minutes.
Yep.
All right, everybody sings along to this one. Go ahead, Paul. I'll let you open it.
Just a small town girl.
Come on.
Living in a lonely
Who's not seeing? If you're not seeing this, we can't hear you. Get after it. Should we? We'll talk over this, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Boy.
There we go. Go for it.
Born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight
train. All right, we're going to do this the whole time?
Yeah,
let's do this. All right, musical interlude. Find a group. Do it. It's a great tune, by the way. Get the guitar part. That's you, Paul.
A singer in a smoky room.
Hannah Marshall's getting after it right now.
A smell of wine and cheap perfume.
For Nobody?
A smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
Strangers waiting. Looking down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night.
Here comes everybody's part. You guys ready out there? Brielle is lip syncing this like it's her job. All right, crowd. This is the best crowd we've had out here all day, I think. We're going to find out real soon. Here we go. Here it comes. After a cheesy guitar intro. Yeah, we got to do this. There we go. Here we go. There we go. Hey, Radio 2 class, come on over. Everybody in Radio 2, come on over. It's photo op time.
Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like
Block Volleyball. Go get them, boys volleyball. Let's bring home a state championship. Let's give it up for them. Hey, hey, hey.
Just think, while you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world,
you could have been getting down to this sick beat. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She said, oh my God, I'm just gonna shake it to the fellas over there with the hella good hair. Won't you come over, baby? We can shake, shake, shake.
Yeah. Cause the players gonna play, 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 play.
All right, we are just about closing down the SH Estival 2015. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. You guys are all awesome for coming out here. I know you get out of school or out of class on a Friday, and that's how we roll here. Big kudos go out to Lena's Water Ice. Make sure you guys get over there this weekend and tell them thank you for donating a lot of stuff. They donated 4 gallons of water ice for us today. They are super, super awesome. Who else? Mr. Riley's Foods Class, Miss Dobbins, everybody who helped out, all the fans that came out. If you're not following At Nights Radio on Twitter, you should be. Shameless plugs here all over the place. We got some more stuff coming up, though. We end every single... We need all the Radio 2 peeps over here, ASAP, so that we can buy the banner. Let's take the banner off. And we're going to do our goodbyes. This is the last broadcast for all my seniors. All my seniors... Last live broadcast for my seniors. This is how we end every single radio broadcast. Appropriately, this is how we roll. My students. Yo, one time, give it up for my students who did a phenomenal job today. I can't hear you. There you go. Clap for yourself, because you should. Nice work, everybody. We're going to take some photos. We're going to still be playing music till 3, so while you guys roll out of here. But it is photo op time. Yep, now this is happening.
the animal orphanage in Voorhees.
For a day, I say I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you.
picking fights, and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Like ever.
No way.